Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We're holding six lines on the top of the Amid. This is a replacement chair because the original daf Yud Beis came out on the final day of Pesach. Now we're taping it here in North Miami Beach, where we are for short vacation after Pesach. My wife deserved a good vacation because of the hard work that she put in throughout Yom Tov. Zokti Gemara. Nigmar dinoi v'chuli. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, shtei to'oyoyis, to'oyoyiv bo'is isha. What is this all about? If you go back to the Mishnah that we had on Yir Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah said that once a person is a Ritzeach B'shoigik, and he has now been sent to, and he's fled to the Ari Miklat, one of the Ari Miklat, he's not allowed to leave at any time whatsoever. Not for Eidus Mitzvah, not Eidus Mammon, not Eidus Nefashis. And then the Mishnah said very emphatically, Afil Yisrael Tzrichen Lai, Afil Yisar Tzva Yisrael, even if we're talking about a five-star general, like Yoyev ben Tzruya, we need him, Klal Yisrael needs him against their enemies. Ein Yoytze Misham La'olam, he is stuck there forever in the Ari Miklat until the Kohen Gadol passes away. So since Amishah first Yoyev ben Tzruya, the Gemara tells us the following interesting story. Yoyev ben Tzruya in Tanakh, while he's like a great warrior, on the other hand, he killed two people about which David HaMelech was very upset. One of them was Avner ben Ner, and the other one was Amasa ben Yeser. Well, David HaMelech decided not to go and kill him himself. Before he passed away, he told Shlomo HaMelech, when you have the opportunity, go and kill or have Yoyev ben Tzruya killed for having killed Avner and Amasa. So, after Shlomo Melech became Melech, he found, in fact, a good reason to go and have him killed, and he sent after him Binyahu, ben Yehoyada, to go and kill him. Yoyev ben Tzruya was aware of that, and what did he do? He immediately ran. Gemachta Pleita is right. Where did he make a Pleita to? He didn't run to the Ari Miklat, but rather he ran to the Mizbeach, and he held on to the Karnes HaMizbeach. What was the reason for that? Because it says in the Torah about a Kohen that he's doing the Avoida Me'im Mizbechi Tikachanu Lomos, that if in fact that Kohen killed, no Rachmanis, even if he is Me'im Mizbechi, take him away to the Bezdin for purposes of the Mishpat and execution. But the Gemara darshins me'im mizbechi v'loi me'al mizbechi. Me'al mizbechi, that if the Kohen is on top of the Mizbeach, for instance, if the Korban Chatos, and he's doing the Zrikas Adam, and or if he's on top of the Mizbeach, and he's putting down the Chalov and the Aymerin by an Oila, all of the Evorim of the Oila, if he's on top of the Mizbeach, then the halacha is me'in mizbechi v'loi me'al mizbechi. So Yoyev ben Tzruya, being aware of this chazal, what did he decide to do? He ran over to the mizbech and grabbed the kronos, the corners of the mizbech. So he was still standing down below and he was holding on to the kronos for dear life. Yoyev ben Tzruya, in trying to save his life, made two big mistakes. He grabbed hold of the corners of the top. What was the mistake? Number one, to, in fact, that the Mizbeach should be a protection, it's got to be me'al mizbechi, that you're actually on top of the Mizbeach. Not that you're standing down below and holding on to the kronos. That doesn't do the trick. And number two, Toh she'ne koilet el Mizbeach be'isei lamim. It's only the famous Mizbechi, says Rashi. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls it my Mizbeach. That would be a Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. V'utovaz Mizbeach shel Shiloi, and he was hopping on the Mizbeach of Shiloi. Rashi says that that is a mistake when we say shel Shiloi, because the Mizbeach in Shiloi had already been destroyed many years prior to that. And therefore, the correct Girsa, says Rashi, should be Mizbeach shel Bama, or Mizbeach shel Givain, because the Mizbeach had already been moved to Givai. What means Mizbeach Shel Bama? The David HaMelech, I'm looking at the Rashi, first of the narrow lines Ochi Garcinan, so Trashi, who tofas me Mizbeach Shel Bama, she also David Lefneya Arain. David HaMelech had made a special Bama, as you know, Bama means a Mizbeach, which is not within a Mishkan or within a Beis HaMikdash. And of course, we're talking Mishas Heter HaBamais. So David HaMelech made this Bama, and it was before the Arain. Where was the Arain? Shehoye Ba'oyel, Asher Notaloi David Be'ir David. David HaMelech had set up the Arin Kodesh in this oil in Ir David. David HaMelech had made a special Mizbeach, the Bama, and that's what Yoiv ran to. That was many in previous years and not in that time. So, bottom line is, there's a slight mistake in the Gemara about the Mizbeach Shel Shilai. It's really Mizbeach Shel Bama, but that's not the key. The key to understanding our Gemara is that Yoyev made a double whammy. Why did we speak about Yoyev? Because we mentioned Yoyev in the Mishnah. So, even though we're not talking about a Yoyev in Eir Miklat, we're talking Yoyev on the Mizbeach Hashem, but he made two mistakes. So now that we introduce that, so Abaye continues on. Abaye Oymer Bahon Nami Mitato. He made another mistake. The whole Inyan of Me'il Mizbechi, the Me'al Mizbechi, is talking about a Kohen that's doing the Avoida. He's doing the Avoida. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, let him finish off the Avoida, and then we'll take him into Beis Din. And then we'll start the Mishpat. You know, Ma'kol Arash, we'll wait until he's done. However, Ezach Nishka Kohen, he wasn't doing Avoida. So this whole idea of trying to grab hold of the Mizbeach, on top of the Mizbeach, etc., none of that applies. So therefore what we've concluded is that Yoyev has made three mistakes. Mistake number one, Karnis and Mizbeach and not on the Mizbeach. Number two, it's only the Mizbeach Beisei Lomim and not this temporary Bama. And number three, only a Koyin Vavoy Debiyotai. Omer Ish Lakish says something similar. Sholesh Teuyois Osid Sorei Sharoimi Litois. The Osid Lovai, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to go and take punishment, is going to give punishment to the Umay Sa'olam for causing us tzoris throughout the generations. So Rashi brings from a Abbasik that Yifkoy Hashem al Tzvo HaMoroim Bim Moroim V'yachakach al Malchi Wadoma al Wadoma. Abbasik in Yishayim that says the Kodesh Baruch Hu is first going to mete out punishment to Tzvo Moroim. What does that mean? It means the Malachim, the Tsar of the various nations that caused trouble for Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give them patch upstairs, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give patch to the Ummah down below. So when that time comes, the Sori Shel Roimi is also going to try to save his neck. What is the Sori Shel Roimi's name? Rashi says that's the Samach Mem. See, Rashi is about right after Rashi we learned before. Sori Shel Roimi, the Samach Mem, Sheyivrach Lebotzra, as we will see. So that Samach Mem, the Sori Shel Roimi, is going to run away to the Eir Miklat to save his life from being killed by Rabbeinu Shlom. The Chsif, and now the Gemara is quoting a Pasuk. Who is that Pasuk? A Pasuk, I guess, in Yeshaya. Yeah. Who is that? Mizeh Bami Edoim, Chamutz Begodim, Mi Batzra. Now, who is this referring to? Mizeh Bami Edoim, says Rashi, it's referring to Kaviyochel, the Rabbeinu Shlom. And the Rabbeinu Shloim's clothing, so to speak, are chametz. Chametz means they're all shmutzik. They're all bloodied. Why they bloodied? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has just killed the Samach Mem. Rashi explains, of course, malachim are not a boss of Adam, and therefore they don't really have blood that could soil the Rabbeinu Shloim's clothing. However, like Rashi says frequently, the Saber Esu Oizin Mashu Yechoylu Lishmaya. The Pasuk is telling us something that we can relate to. Just like when you go and kill Chas V'Shalom, a Basu V'Dom, blood spurts out. So, same thing is when you kill the Malach, also there are repercussions, if you will. Anyway, Saber Oizin to smooth out a person's understanding, that something that a person can properly comprehend and relate to as opposed to something which is totally off the charts. I can't even think about Malachim up in Shemayim. So to make this something which is more readable and understandable, we bring it down to earthly terms. So you're welcome. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming from Batzra. Why was Eps from Batzra? So Timur, the reason is because the Samach Mem made three mistakes. What were the three mistakes? Toyu she'ina kaletas ela Betzer. Oh, the Pasuk says it's Betzer Bamidbar. That was the first of the three Ari Miklat. And he, the Samach Mem, thought Betzer, Batzra, it's all the same. No, that's a totally different city. We'll go in Batzra. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu found him in Batzra and killed him in Batzra. Toyu she'ina kaletas ela shagig v'umezid. Ir Miklat only helps if it's a shogig. But we know that the Samach Mem and Roimi and all of their wonderful people intentionally caused tzaris for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, whether it's through crusades or inquisitions or other horrors that they did during the Second World War, etc. This is all amazing. None of this was by mistake. Hoyatoya she'ina kaletzes ela Adam. The din of Ir Miklat is only for Bnei Adam. So you have three mistakes: Batzer instead of Betzer, Mezin instead of Shoyeg, and Malach instead of Adam. As I'm sure you're all aware, when we sing Shalashidas and we start singing Bevoim, exactly right, Bevoim Adam Chametz Begodim, so Zevach Loi Bevatzer. So now skipping two lines, Ra'oisi Kichena Doimi Ho Oitzer. This Samach Mem. Yashle b'vatzra tikle kivetzra. He thought that Batzra is kolate like Batzra. Umalach ki odem b'soichi yinotzer. He thought it would save a malach just like an odem. And he thought umezid ka shoigig b'miklat yotzer. The mezid would be saved just like a shoigig. So those are the three mistakes that he made, and that's what's codified and included in that b'voyim yedem mitzav tzurchastoy that we sing in most shuls shalashudas time. Okay, umar b'vot. You could put two dots because we've now completed the three mistakes of Yoyev and the three mistakes of the Samach Mem, and we go on to Umar Bavo. Ori Miklat lo nitnu lekvura. In Ori Miklat, they didn't bury anyone. On the surface, anyone. Period. Techsevim mekushem yilu behemtom rechushim lechol chayosim. Chayim nitnu v'loy lekvura. As we know, in the good old days, Batei Chayim were not in the city itself. It was outside the city. And in fact, that is the same even until recent times. The reason why you find nowadays sometimes cemeteries in the middle of the city is because the city was started 100 years ago, 150 years ago, when at that time the cemetery was on the outskirts, outside the city. But over time, with the population growth, then the city kept on expanding, expanding, expanding until the cemetery became part and parcel of the city. Ah, okay, so now we ought to know about the 48 Ori Miklat, that's the 6 Ori Miklat and the 42 Ori Halevim, that outside of those cities there had to be a Migrash. And the two Psukim that talk about how wide or how big that Migrash has to be, one of them says it's got to be 1,000 Amos, and the other one says 2,000 Amos. And elsewhere the Gemara resolves that by saying Nishkeferlich, that both of these Migrash, even in Eretz Yisrael today, the word Migrash, if you go to a real estate broker and you want to buy a plot of land, he calls it a Migrash. That's, I'm sure there's some sort of standard size to it. But regardless, Migrash means an empty piece of land. Now the Gemara elsewhere says, since one pasuk says, Umadois mechutz le'ir, elef am, and the other one says, apayim be'am. So how do you resolve this stira? So outside of the cities, the first 1,000 amis is totally empty, garnished, nothing growing there. Loi bayis v'loi soda. Could not go and build a house, he cannot go and cultivate a field. 1,000 amis after that, in other words, when you are approaching the city, the first 1,000 amis that you can come across, those would be fields and vineyards. The next 1,000 amis would be empty, and then finally after the 2,000 amis, you're now into the city itself. So the info says Rabbi Vol that in the Migrash that was outside of the Ori Miklat, you know what they used that for? That was for the Behemos, the Rechusham, storage, v'chol chayosam, and for the animals and the chayas. According to the word chayosam is ibri, because we already said lebehemta. What's behemta v'chol chayosam? So in fact, you're talking about a wild beast. Most people don't own wild tigers or lions or elephants or whatever. Ziviv v'chol chayosam means lechayim nitnu v'loy v'kfura. Don't bury anybody in that migrash outside the Aron Mikot. Aha. So it's not for kvura. Great tomorrow, nice. Let's go back to our Mishnah, where we concluded before, after Yoyev ben Tzruya, we said, it said in the Pasuk Shama, Nigmar Dash Sham Tei Dirasai Sham Tei Misasai Sham Tei Kvurasai, that the Ir Miklat is now going to be, after the Retziach V'Shoigi is Gola to Aron Mikot, that's going to be his Dira forever. That's where he's going to die, and that's where he's going to be buried. Wow. How do you learn all three from the word Shama? So back on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, the Masor Zesha says that the three times that it says the word Shama, so you learn one Sham for Dira, one for Misa, one for Kvura. Where is that Masor Zesha? It's Ois Zayin on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, where he brings the Tosefta Dorish Lo Dechsev Sholish Pa'amim Shama. The word Shama in the Psukim, the Aron Miklat appears three times. Sham Tei Dirasai, Sham Tei Misasai, Sham Tei Kvurasai. Oh, so you see that one is Koiver in the Aron Miklat, or in the Migrash of the Aron Miklat. What are you telling me? That they're not Koiver? Evanimara Ritziach Shani, the Goli Bei Rachmana. Nah. When Rabbi Avohu said before Aron Miklat Le Kvur, he was talking about for the Leviim. The owners of that property, they own the Aron Miklat. I would think that they would also establish a cemetery next to the city. You know, after all, they want to have a cemetery near where the family lives, so the family can go there for yard sites or what have you. No, it does nicht. However, for Ritzeach, yes, there were cemetery plots. And as we learned before in the Mishnah and the Gemara, these were really only temporary, because after the Kohen Gadol passed away, then they would disinter the body and move it over to the family plot, to wherever the family lived, in whatever community. Okay, continuing on. We learned that the Mishka Shem She'ir Kolet, it's just like the city itself is Kolet, in other words, it's a protection for all the Ratzchim B'Shayeg, against the Goyel Adam. Same thing applies to the Tchum. Tchum, of course, like the Tchum Shabbos. 2,000 Amis, Arum and Arum, the Ir Miklat, which is, by the way, the same as the Migrash that we spoke about. So all you have to have is that the Goyel Adam reaches that Migrash, that 2,000 Amis outside the city, and now the Goyel Adam has to put down his gun, and he cannot go and shoot him because the ear is kolet. Frey Timur and Min, I'll ask you a kasha. It says in the Pasuk, V'yoshev bo. Who stayed V'yoshev bo? If you have the Torah Ora Sholim, Ois Hei, V'tzilo Eidus Aritzeach, Me'ad Goyel Adam, V'yeshiva Oisel Ir Miklote, Yishenosh Shama, V'yoshev Bo, and Moisa Koine Godel. He has to go and live there in the Ir Miklat. What do I need V'yoshev Bo? We're talking about the Ir Miklat. That's what it says. V'yeshiva Oisel Eidel Ir Miklote, V'yoshev and Moisa Koine, V'tafakum the Bo, Tashimar Bo, V'loi Betchuma. Oh, so you see that the Ritzeach can only Dreizach Bo inside the city. Mashma that in the Tchum, he has no protection. And you just told me for the Mishnah that the Tchum is also protective. And the Gemara gives a simple answer. Omer Abayle Kasha. Kan Likloit, Kan Lodur. To be kolate, in other words, to save the fellow from the Goyel Adam, that's even in the Tchum. In terms of living, you can only live in the ear itself. You cannot live within the Tchum. In other words, within the Migrash. Frey Tigmara, if that's what the Bryce has come to tell you, that Lodur, you're not allowed to live in, you can have protection in the Tchum, in that Migrash, but you can't live there. Lodur, typically, Dein Oysen Soda Migrash, Loi Migrash Soda, Loi Migrash Ir, Loi Ir Migrash. The reason why you cannot live there is not because of Yoshaba, Loi Betchuma. The reason is because the Migrash, by definition, is an empty lot, or at least they have the Soda Sukhramim, but you cannot live there. You don't make an ear into a migrash, not a migrash into an ear. So, we have Natuli Mudim to tell us the same thing. Amrav Sheis Lenitzucha Ela LeMechilais. Mechilais are, unfortunately, we are very well aware of this in today's day and age. Tunnels, subterranean tunnels. There are about 1 million of them in Gaza. Although we've been at war for about 1.5 years, we've only destroyed 25% of the tunnels or whatever it happens to be. Huge number of tunnels. Okay, so now what happens if the Reitziach B'Shoigig wants to live not on top of the Mikrash, he wants to live underneath in a tunnel in the Mikrash? That's why you have two drushes. The drasha of Ein Oisim Sodom Migrash Lim Migrash Sodom Lim Migrash Ir Vli Ir Migrash, that's referring to living on the surface of the Migrash, where people pass by and they see, hey, people are living here, you're not supposed to make a Migrash into a residence. The residential properties are inside the city. Here we're talking about that somebody wants to live underneath the soil in a tunnel. Are you allowed to do that? Shtei Torah Nepasim Yoshev Bah. You only get protection if you live inside the city, not if you live within the tchum, underneath the surface in the Mikrash. And that's pshat here, and we gave right. The back of the Mishnah we had. What happens when Reitziach B'Shoigig yotze chutz l'tchum? What happens now? So we have a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yosi Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Basically, they say mitzvah biad goyel adam. As soon as a goyel adam hears that the Reitziach B'Shoigig left the Ir Miklat, he should shnell, get on his horse, go and take a Tesla or whatever, run over it, take his gun, take his bow and arrow, and not only does he have the right, he has a mitzvah biad goyel adam. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's a rishus, he has the right to, but he doesn't have a mitzvah. A machlokes. So now Zoki Gemara, turn her button. Says in the pasuk "Rotzach goyel adam es haritzeach." We have to see the whole pasuk in context. It's pasuk vav of the Torah Arashalim. Umatza oisa goyel hadam michutz legvul im miklatoi. The goyel adam finds the haritzeach b'shoigig outside the gvul im miklat. In other words, even beyond the tchum. Ve'rotzach goyel adam es haritzeach ein loydam. The goyel adam rotzach killed the haritzeach. Now it doesn't say specifically what v'ratzach means. It just says v'ratzach. So you have a machloikis now. Zok to Yimara, Tanur Rabbanah, v'ratzach el adam v'sariteach, mitzvah biyad goyel hadam. That's what the pasuk is telling me to tell you. V'ratzach, goyel adam, you got to report that the reitzeach b'shoigig is outside, ratzach go shnel and kill him. You got a mitzvah biyad goyel hadam. That's as far as the goyel adam. Ain't goyel adam, if there's no goyel adam, it's just beyond kolod of divrei. Basically, anybody else has the right to become. They don't have a chiyuv. If somebody wants to be a good boy scout, he wants to go and do a quote unquote a mitzvah. He doesn't have a chiyuv. He doesn't have a mitzvah, but he has the right to go and shoot and kill the person who was a ritzeach b'shoigig. Rabbi Kiva oimer b'shus kiyad goyel adam. No, no, it's only a rishus. It's not a mitzvah. V'rotzach means he can if he wants to. The chalod of anybody else, chayov and olav, if he were to go and kill, then that other person would be killed. Chayov and olav. That's our girsa. There's another girsa, which is punt faket, chalod and ain chayov and olav. Anyway, Zokti Mar, what's the basis of Rabbi Yosi Glili and Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Yosi Glili holds it's a mitzvah. My term Rabbi Yosi Glili, Mik said, im ratzach. It doesn't say im ratzach, it says v'ratzach. You, goyel adam, heard that the Reitziach B'Shoigig, you left the Ir Miklat, Baratza, go ahead and shoot. You have a mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva Miksiv, Yirtzach. Yirtzach would have that sound, yes, go ahead. Baratza sounds like, if you want to, you can, but not that there is some sort of chiv. So that's the basis of the machlokes. And now we're going to have a third view. We had one, Rabbi Yosi Glili hold it's a mitzvah, Rabbi Kiva hold it's a rishus. And Omer Marzuta Batuvia Omer Rab Reitziach Shiyotze Chutz Tchum Umetzoy Goyel Adam VeHaragoy. If the Reitziach made up later, left the Ir Miklat, the Goyel Adam finds him. Rabbi Yosi Glili says, shoot immediately. Rabbi Kiva says, if you want to. Marzuta Batuvia says, Chas V'Sholem. If Harog, if he killed him, Nereg Olav. You can take the Goyel Adam to Bezdin, and he can be executed for premeditated murder. He went and killed the Reitziach B'Shoigig. Says, obviously, Kiman, Leik Rabbi Yosi Glili, Leik Rabbi Kiva. It's not like you're basically not Rabbi Akiva. And this is Marzut Rabbi Tovi Omar Rav. Rav, of course, is an Amoida. Yes, if I had no other choice, I'd say Rav Tanahu Palik. But do I have to make a machloikis and say Rav argues with the Tanoim? Says Omar, no. Who the Omar Kaitan, in fact, Marzut Rabbi Tovi Omar Rav, holds like the following Tana, which is Reb Lezer, the sign of Lezer Oimer. It says in the Pasuk, now we get to Pasuk Zayin, Hoy lechem ha'orim lemiklat mikoye, v'lo yomus ha'reitzeyach, ad am omdoy lefnei o'eda la mishpat. Don't go and kill the Reitzeyach until he goes in front of the Eda for mishpat. Dar Shri Gemara, according to this, what does Reb Lezer say? An omdoy lefnei o'eda la mishpat, ma tamalayim, lefishinem ha'ratzak ve'el adam is ha'reitzeyach. Since we had the pasuk which we just quoted, that the Goyim Adam has the right to kill the Ritzeach, if the Ritzeach Rishoygik fled, Yochel Miyad, I would think, okay, right on the spot, shoot, kill. Either it's a mitzvah or it's Rishus. Time alone, no. At Omdav, Eid L'Mishpat, you got to wait until it goes in front of Eid L'Mishpat, meaning that as soon as the Goyim Adam hears that the Ritzeach Rishoygik left the Ir Miklat, he calls the police, and the police will go and arrest the fellow, take him to Bezdin, and the Bezdin will have to decide, did he have a right to leave, did he not have a right to leave, what were the circumstances, and then the Bezdin will decide what to do with him. Let's assume the Bezdin says, he left the Ir Miklat, he deserves to be killed. Now there's already a machloikis among the Meforshim, whether the Bezdin will execute him, or at this point, do they hand him over to the Goyel Adam, and the Goyel Adam will go and do the dirty work and kill. Therefore, according to Marzutra Bar Tuvia Omarav, and according to Reb Lezer Tana, if the Ritzeach B'Shoigik fled, the Machta Pleita, you can't automatically shoot to kill, you gotta go and wait until there's a new Mishpat. Reb Yoyz Reb Kiva, Hai Ondol Nea Eil Mishpat Mai Darshi Bei, what do they use this Pasuk for? For only boy little kid is on your keyboard, even nine listen head and shiro, echo charge is an effish, aim a mis and oise at yamai, the bezin acher. What happens if the Sanhedrin are all going home for the day, all 23 judges, they are walking across the street, and as they are walking, guess what? Nebuch Reuven shoots Shimon directly in front of them. Could the bezin say, well, ain't doimish miller ear, since we saw it, we know exactly what happened. We don't need Edom. We don't need anybody to tell us the story. We witnessed it with our own eyes. So I might have thought, Kamash Malon, that's what he had on the Edom Mishpat says. No, what do you have to do? Achiyami bebezin acher, the first bezin cannot be done. The reason why they cannot be done is because there's no way that they can be shokel. I know you're going to talk, telling me Edom and Edom nasa dayin, dayin nasa eid. But what's the philosophy behind this? Philosophy behind this is that every judge has to be able to be totally neutral on every single case. If the judge himself witnessed the murder, there's no way he could be neutral. I saw it with my own eyes. So therefore, they two of these 23, or all of the 23, whatever, could go and say Edus in front of another bezin. And then the other bezin will be shokel what the fate is of this individual. The first bezin, they cannot, and that's the Omdel Lefnei Bezin Mishpat, Lefnei Eil Lemishpat, to tell you this. Okay, Tanur Ban. Pasuk says, M'yotzo Yeitze Haritzeach, right? That's Ois Ches. V'myotzo Yeitze Haritzeach Hasim. Well, here Miklot, Ishion of Shama. What happened? And then it says in the next Pasuk, V'rotzach Goyel Adom Es Haritzeach Ein Loida. So, what's this double lashon? Yotzo Yeitze. Dr. Yimar, Ainli Elul Amazin, he ran away from the Ir Miklat because he was sick and tired of the Ir Miklat. He's been there already for the last 2 years, 10 years, 20 years. I can't stay. I want to go on vacation. I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. I want to go here. I want to go there. I want to go to Tunisia. I want to go to Yechweis, to Vancouver. I want to go somewhere. He's not allowed to. And if he leaves the Mazid, then we have the three views of our Mishnah and the Braisa of Reb Lezer, what the Goyel Adam can do. When I was showing Minai, what happens if he was driving in the city and the GPS or the Waze was not working well, and by mistake he went off the road and he's now outside of the city? He didn't do it intentionally. He drove and he's now outside the city. What happens now? Can the Goyel Adam shoot Tamaloimer im yotze yetzi bekolkan. That's why we have the double lashon yitzia. Sai gemezid, sai b'shoigig. The Kohen Adam is now empowered to do what he wants to do. But I have another braisa that says that it's b'mezid nerag b'shoigig goyle. That if he left the city b'shoigig, all you can do is send him back to the Ir Miklat. Can't go and kill him. It's the chastira. Here it says both b'mezid and b'shoigig im yotze yetze. The Goyal Adam can kill him. And here we're saying only the Mezid and not the Shoyi. Have the Malay Kasha. Ha Kiman the Amr Amrin and Dibatur Kleshman Yadam. Ha Kiman the Amr Amrin and Dibatur Kleshman Yadam. The question is, how do you understand the words Yotso Yetze? If you hold it's Kleshman Yadam, so we're only talking about Mezid, the fact that it says the words double, it's Gornish, it's like people talk. This document is null and void. Why don't you just simply say the document is null? Why do you say it null and void? No further force and effect. These are just additional words which are really unnecessary. So Yotzi Yetzis, Dibetoy Kloshim and Yodim, but it's all referring to Mezid and not to Shogim. But the man, the Yomim that holds, Loi, Amrin, Dibetoy Kloshim and Yodim, so every word is precise. So the Yotzoi is referring to Mezid. Yotza is referring, Yotzoi is Mezid, Yotza is when Yotze Yetze, I guess. Yetze is Shoigeg, and therefore even Shoigeg, you can go and kill the person, the Goyal Adam can take your matters in his own hat. Now, Omer Abaye says, Mistavra, Kiman Diyama Dibu Tarek Lashem Mene Yodim. Even though normally, to go and say Dibu Tarek Lashem Mene Yodim is really kind of a court of last resort. Because we assume that every word in the Torah has special importance, special significance. Go and say, nah, Kaddish Baruch Hu talked like people talk, it's a little bit of a doifik pshat. Here says Abaye, no, this is mistava. Why is it mistava? So that the end of the story should not be more chomer than the beginning of the story. What happens if a reitzeach kills b'meizid? He's killed. What happens if he kills b'shoigig? He goes to the imiklot. Af soifai, soifai means once he's in the imiklot. And now what happens? He's leaving the Ir Miklat. Amazing. Nerag, b'shoigig goylef. We would say b'shoigig is nerag. The soifai would be more chomor than tchilas. Put two dots. Another shtikala. Tony chod. Av sharag benoi nasalei goyel hadar. The tani idach ein benoi nasalei goyel hadar. Now the word benoi really should be repeated in these two braises to understand the braise correctly. Tony Chodah, the first price says, Av Sharik Benoi, Rachman Litzlan. A father kills his own son, Nebuch. Add the word Benoi, meaning a surviving son. We're assuming that the father had at least two sons or more. One son, Nebuch, died, was killed. A surviving son, Nasal Goyal Adam, he's allowed to go and kill Nebuch, his own father, Rachman Litzlan. The Tani Idach, the other price says, No. Ain't Benoi Nasal Goyal Adam. A surviving son, in other words, a brother of the victim, he is not allowed to kill his father. So the Gemara, why is there a machlokes? The first price that says that the benoy nasalei goyel adam because he holds it's a mitzvah, like the b'yis aglili. And therefore, the mitzvah of being the goyel adam supersedes any concerns about the fact of kibirav and makeav v'imoy because he's doing a mitzvah. So that essay is doicha the mak of the imoy or any other possible concerns. Mashenkin according to Pekiv, which is only a rishus. That rishus is not doicha the iser of making a makah to one's father. Fully levachas. Here's not just a makah, we're talking about killing. Chmon litzlan. It's a therefore the choyra. That's what the machloikis is. Freit mar v'tizbar ben the man yom mitzvah the man the rishus mishari. Even if you hold as a mitzvah, are you allowed to kill your own father? Didn't we have back in Sanhedrin? That even if you have a person working on behalf of a Bezdin, he is the official executioner and administrator of the lashes. He's the one that never gives the malchus. If he is the son of an accused individual, the Bezdin has Baskin, the father gets malchus, the son is not allowed to do it. Ein ben nasi shliach. Shliach means a shliach on behalf of Bezdin, vis-a-vis of it, l'hakoyis el kilosa. Kilosa means to put him in chayim. You cannot do anything vis-a-vis your father. Except one exception to Ruchot Zvi Meisis, Shoyam Toyo Lissam, Olivs Chas Ov. But otherwise, you cannot. So, in Bazoi, how are we saying that Benoi is able to Chas V'Sholem go and kill his own father? You're not allowed to, even if you're working on the Bezim. You cannot do it. You can't. Eloi Kasha, Benoi V'Hab Ben Benoi. Let's go back to the original two Brises. The Brise said, Av Shaharag Benoi, Benoi Nasaloi Goyel Hadam. Who is the Benoi referring to? The Benoi could be referring to the father, and therefore it's really like the Ochiv Nasale Goyel Adam, that a second surviving son, he'll be the Goyel Adam to avenge the murder of his brother against their common father. That's one way of learning it. But there's another way of learning it. Av Shaharig Benoi, Benoi, the son of the Neherag, the son of the victim, which means the grandson of the father, Nasal de Goyel Adam. Joktimar, that's the chiluk between the two brises. If you're talking about a surviving son, is he allowed to do anything against his father? Chas v'shon. The only time he has a right to do anything against his father, if the father is a mesis. Otherwise, no. The other brise that says that Benoi Nasal de Goyel Adam is talking about the Benoi of the one that was killed by the father, which means an Einikl. Of course, it's not great for Einikl to go and kill their grandfathers, but under these circumstances, it is permissible. Okay, we start a new Mishnah now. The Mishnah on the surface is very simple, and we'll see the Gemara is pretty straightforward. From time to time, we're going to have to focus our attention so that we shouldn't get lost in the middle of the foliage of the tree. We're talking about a situation where you have the Retziach B'Shoigeg. The Retziach B'Shoigeg, we've already said that if he's within the city limits and if he's within the Tchum limits, he's invincible. The Goyel Adam cannot kill him. What happens if he leaves the city limits? Okay, so we just had now three different days as to what the Goyel Adam can and cannot do. Now the Gemara tells us what happens if there's an Ilan. There is a tree, and the tree is smack right next to the border of the tchum of the Ir Miklat. Now the question is, we're going to subdivide the tree into two parts. The Iker, which is the trunk of the tree, and the Noif, which is the foliage, the branches of the tree with all the leaves. Where is each one standing, and what is the key to whether he remains invincible, or whether he now is vulnerable to be killed. Zok to Mishnah. Ilan shum oimid b'toich ha-tchum. The Ilan, meaning the trunk, is embedded, it's rooted within the tchum. V'noif v'noif t'chutz ha-tchum. However, the branches extend beyond the tchum, outside the tchum of the Ir Miklat. So it's not the tree is within the 2,000 amas, but the foliage, the branches are 2001, 2004, 2010 amas from the Ir Miklat. What happens now? Or the other way around. O'oymit chutz l'tchum. What happens if the tree is chutz l'tchum? The tree is beyond the 2000 amas. V'noif v'noif t'l l'toich ha-tchum. However, the noif extends into the tchum. What happens now? Hakol hoylich achar noif. It all depends where the noif is. Is the noif outside or the noif inside? What does it mean whether the noif is inside or outside? Look at the Rashi. Hakol hoylich achar hanoif. You see the Rashi just a few lines above where we are. So the Rashi, Mishnah. Hakol hoylich achar hanoif. Afilu hu b'ikari shebetoich ha-tchum. Even if he meaning the Retziach B'Shoigeg, he is sitting on part of the tree trunk, which is betoich ha-tchum. If the noif is extending outside the tchum, even though technically he is within the tchum, he's sitting on the trunk, and I see where, you know, in certain Jewish communities they have a sign, Ad Kan HaTchum, so that people should know that you can't walk beyond that space, beyond that place in Shabbos, unless of course you make a Ruvi Tchum. So there was a big sign there saying Ad Kan HaTchum, and the tree was within the tchum. However, the noif was outside the tchum. Afil hu b'ikar, even though he's within the tchum, hari kiyoytze chutz tchum. If you're going bust of the noif, it's as if he's standing outside the tchum, and you can go and kill him chas v'shalom. V'im ikrei chutz l'tchum. If it's the other way around, that the trunk is outside l'tchum. V'noi v'betoich l'tchum. And this person is sitting on the ikar. So you look at the sign. He's beyond the sign ad kan tchum. He's already beyond the tchum. So you would think you have the right to shoot him. No. If the noit is betoich l'tchum, after ikar kolit, even that ikar which is beyond the tchum is kolit. We're going to go into this in much greater detail on the Amud Beis, but that's the simple pshat in the Mishnah. The key to whether or not this person is in the tchum or outside the tchum is where is the knife. If he is with the knife and the knife is outside, he is outside. If the knife is inside and he is standing on the trunk outside, guess what? He's still considered to be inside because the knife is inside. So even though he is technically, take a picture of him, he's outside the tchum, but he is on the ikr, and the noif is the primary, is the ikr, even though he's on the trunk of the tree, he's considered to be inside. And l'chayr the other way around too. The noif is outside, even though he is sitting on the ikr inside the ir miklat. Sorry, fellow, you go after the noif, and nebuch, he's a goner, meaning the goyel adam is allowed to shoot. That's a simple pshat. We'll go through the Gemara and the Amud Beis, we'll see it's not that simple. Anyway, everything goes bust in the night. Frank, I'm going to ask you a kasha. And this kasha is from a Mishnah in Mesechtes Maaseh Sheni. Who stated on the Mishnah? Ilan she'u oimed, instead of p'toicha p'nim, b'fnim, you have our situation, Ilan which is b'fnim, inside Yerushalayim, v'noit l'chutz, and there's the noif, which is extending outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, or the other way around. You have that the tree is oimed b'chutz, outside the wall. The noif l'fnim, and there's a noif going inside. Says the Mishnah, it's very, very simple. Don't look at ikr, don't look at noif, look at location, location, location. Mikineged achoymer l'fnim, k'lefnim. Just look wherever the wall is. The wall is the line of demarcation. I don't care whether the Elon is in the front of the wall and back of the wall. Where is the Maaseh Sheni as we speak? Is it within the Choyma? Then you have to go, you can eat it within Yerushalayim, and you're not going to be poide anymore, unless, of course, it became Tomei. And then we had a Mandiyomar that said, Kileisuchas Eisa, you let it go and be poide even when it's Tomei. On the other hand, Mikeneged Choyma Lachut, if the Maaseh Sheni is on the other side of the wall, I don't care where the noif of the tree is, where the trunk of the tree, it makes no difference. Just look at the chayma. Ignore the tree. So I have a stira. Our Mishnah says noif, noif, noif. And the Mishnah Masechta of Maaseh Sheni says chayma, chayma, chayma. And for the Gemara, Maaser Ori Miklat Karam, is you're asking a kasha of Maaser and Ori Miklat? You can't ask such a kasha. When it comes to Maaser, the Pasuk said, Lefnei Hashem Elkecha Teichlenu, Shana V'Shana, and Lefnei Hashem Elkecha means within the walls of Yerushalayim. So is it within the walls or not within the walls? But Ari Miklat Bedira Tol Rachmona, where the person has lived, the Yoshev Bo Ad Moisa Koina Godo, where the yeshiva is. Ah, the Noifoi Mitalei. You can go and live under foliage, but be'ikrali mitalei, you can't go and live on the trunk of a tree. Yeah, you could sit there probably for a couple of hours, but you can't really live there. But if you have noif, and I'm sure you've all seen trees, especially here you have the weeping willow trees, where around the trunk of the tree, underneath the foliage, you can have sometimes the weeping willows going almost to the ground. And so therefore, it is a very nice protection if it's raining, or if it's cold, or if it's hot, or whatever. So you could theoretically live under that foliage. So menoifoi mitalei. That's why when it comes to Hilchos or Miklat, where is the knife? Because knife is considered to be the dira. But ikrali mitalei, but you can't go and live where the trunk is. Okay, so the chayra, we've given a nice teret. There's Maaseh Sheni, here's Ari Miklat, and never the twain shall meet. But for 18 more, v'rami maser maser. I have another kasha, stira, Maaseh Sheni, Maaseh Sheni. Even though the Gemara says Desanya, on the Maseiros Shas corrected, it's really not a Mishnah. Push state in the Mishnah. B'Yushalayim Helech Acher Hanoif. Bari Miklat Helech Acher Hanoif. Uh-oh. Dori Miklat Helech Achar Noif, that's our Mishnah. That's fine. But Yerushalayim Helech Achar Noif, didn't you just say by Yerushalayim, by Master Sheni? It's a Mishnah Master Sheni. So we're saying in Yerushalayim, you go after a Noif. I thought you said Choyma, Choyma, Choyma. Om Rav Kahana, Loi Kasha. Rav Kahana says, forget about the teretz that I just gave, that there's a difference between Ori Miklat and between Master Sheni. It's all one and the same. Ah, you asked the stira. It's nishka kasha. Rabbi Yehuda about it's a machloikis. What's a machloikis? It's a sanya we have in the brayser. Push they don't the brayser. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, b'maora hoylech acher pischa. This is a first part of the brayser is not relevant to our sugya. What it's telling us is the gabi master sheni. What happens if you have master sheni, which is within a cave, within Yerushalayim? It depends where the Pesach of the cave. You'll recall he had a similar concept by the Beis Hamikdash. What is considered to be Azara, what is not considered to be Azara. You look at the entrance. If the entrance to this Ma'ara is solely from outside Yerushalayim, the only way you can get into the Ma'ara is from outside Yerushalayim, even though if you were to go and excavate this Ma'ara, you'd quickly find that 99%, perhaps 100% of it is within the Choyma of Yerushalayim. In other words, you see that you have a choyma there, and in the middle of the choyma there's this big, big hole in the wall, which leads you into Ma'ara. The only way that you can get there is from outside Yerushalayim. You're inside that cave, you're not allowed to eat Master Sheni, even though 5 feet above you, on the surface, people are eating Master Sheni, but not in that cave, because you go after the opening. And you have the other way around too, that when you're leaving Yerushalayim, if you see that in the wall there's an opening to a cave where the cave is outside Yerushalayim, that is considered to be an extension of Yerushalayim, and you're allowed to go and eat Master Sheni in that cave, even though the location is, strictly speaking, beyond the Choyma, outside of the wall. Okay, now we're getting off the subject, that's a Mara. But let's get back to our case, about an Ilan. The Ilan hoylech acher noifoy. Oh, when it comes to Ilan, you go after the noif. Oh, zayigit. So therefore, this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. So we ask the stira. We have that Mishnah that says, Ilan, you go after the choyma. Chutz l'choyma, b'fnim l'choyma. That's the Rabbanan. Rabbanan. That's the Omer Aleph. That that we said that in our Mishnah, it says, Ori Mikla, you go after Noif. That's not a special din in Ori Mikla. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this applies across the board, and that's that Mishnah on the Omer Aleph that we quoted. B'yushalayim helech achra Noif. And Ori Miklat Helech Achar Hanoif. Who is that man? That's Rabbi Yehuda that says Ilan Helech Achar Hanoif. Okay, on the surface it sounds wonderful. But now the Gemara is going to ask that if you want to shtel tzu Rabbi Yehuda of that Mishnah to our Mishnah and say it's the same man, the Omar, that's difficult to say. Why? Because Eim the Shamas later Rabbi Yehuda Gabi Meiser L'chumra by Meiser Sheini. He's going the chumra both ways, where the noif is bifnim or the noif is bachutz. However, when it's come to the Ori Miklat, in one way it will be a chumra, but the other way it will be a kula. And therefore, is it fair to say that Rabbi Yehuda is consistent in both cases? And that's what the Gemara addresses now, and that now we have to put on our thinking caps just so that we keep the cases in our minds in order. How do you have a chumra? Ikrei b'chutz, v'noifoy b'fnim. Right, we have a tree. The trunk of the tree is outside Yerushalayim. The noif, the foliage is inside Yerushalayim. We're going b'sa noif. That's what we said in the Mishnah. Ki heichad v'noif alei matzi parik. Am I allowed to go and be poide any master sheni underneath that noif? The answer is no, because the noif is bifnim. It's in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not allowed to be poida, with the exception, of course, of Master Sheni Shenitma, according to the Man D'Yomar that we have in Daf Yotes. But otherwise, normally you cannot be poida in Yerushalayim. So just like the noif inside, you cannot be poida. Be'ikrei nami loy matzi parik. On the outside, I'm outside Yerushalayim. Here's the wall, I'm standing outside. Makes no difference. If you're sitting on the trunk of the tree, where the noifoy is on the inside of Yerushalayim, We are machmir, says Rabbi Yehuda. Just like you cannot be poida. Inside, you can't be poida on this trunk of the tree, even though the location where you're sitting and you're standing is outside your shalayim. Sorry, you can't be poida, because the trunk is secondary to the knife, to the foliage. Now, what's the other way? So that's one chumrah. Chumrah the gabi pidyon. The other chumrah goes in the other direction. Ikrim b'fnim b'noifim b'chutz. What happens if the ikr is inside and the knife is on the outside? Are you allowed to go and eat master sheni underneath these beautiful branches and foliage, which is outside Yerushalayim, noifim b'machutz? Ki heichel b'noif le'matzi achel. Just like you're not allowed to eat underneath that foliage, you're standing outside Yerushalayim. B'loi p'diyah, unless you're poida. It's be'ikrei nami le'matzi achel b'loi p'diyah. Even if you are sitting inside the chayma, and you're sitting on that trunk, and you're saying, oh, what a nice little seat I have over here, and I'm sitting there, I want to eat ma'aser sheni, you're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. Why? Because you go buser knife. So in both of these cases, Rabbi Yehuda would hold, you go buser knife for a chumrah. What is the chumrah? One case, the gabe pidyon, and the other case, the gabe achila. So therefore, in the first case, when ikrei b'chutz and noif b'fnim, the noif is on the inside, just like on the inside by the noif, you can't be poida because you're inside Yerushalayim. You cannot be poida even if you're outside Yerushalayim and you are sitting on the trunk of the tree. You can't because it's bottled to the noif. Can't be poida. On the other hand, what happens if the noif is outside and the ikr is b'fnim? Can you eat outside under the noif? No, because the noif is the ikr and that's outside. You cannot go and eat the ma'aser sheni when you're sitting on the trunk, inside, because the trunk is bottled to the outside, to the knife. Okay, so we see now by ma'aser, you work both ways for a chumrah. El gabi ori miklat, let's do the same analysis. And when we're doing this analysis, we're doing it from the perspective of the goyel hadam, not the perspective of the reitzeach b'shogig, but the goyel hadam's either mitzvah or rishus to go and kill the Ratzeach B'shoyi. And the Gabi Ari Miklat. Vishloim Ikroi Bachutz V'noifoi Bifnim. The Ikr is outside, the knife is on the inside. Ki Heichid B'noifoi Matzah Katalei. Can the Goyel Adam shoot to kill if the Ratzeach B'shoyi is on the inside underneath the knife? The answer is no, because he's inside the Tchum. He's a Vada, you're not allowed to go and kill him. So there's a similar chumrah, be'ikrei nami le'matzel katalei. So now if he is standing outside and he's sitting on that trunk of the tree, if you measure it, he's beyond the tchum, you should be able to kill him. No, that's the chumrah. We tell the goyel adam, you have no right to go and kill the reitzeach because we go after the noif's location. But now let's go and do the reverse. El ikrei b'fnim b'noifim b'chutz. What happens if the noif is on the outside? Clearly, one can kill the Reitzeach B'shoigig outside because the knife is outside and that's the ikr. So he's outside, outside. You can go and shoot to kill. Are you going to tell me now the ikr nami matzi katale? You can go and kill him even when he's on the inside and sitting on the trunk because you're going bust the knife. Freitimar be ikr nami matzi katale? Hagavoi koi. He's sitting or sitting inside the tchum to allow the goyel adam to go and kill him, that would be a tremendous kula vis-a-vis the goyel adam. Why should the goyel adam have a right to go and kill him when the reitzeach is inside the city? It's true, you go bust a knife, but does Rabbi Yehuda really learn knife to tell us kulas? He's only learning knife to go and tell us chumris, like we saw by Ma'aser, and like we saw the first half by the Ari Miklat. But this second half, where you have the ikrei b'fnim and the noifer b'chutz, if you're going to say, just like you can go and kill him outside, because the noif is outside, you can kill him inside. You can go and kill him inside. He's sitting inside the city. What do you want from his life? That would be a tremendous kula vis-a-vis the goyel hadam. Where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that? And therefore the Gemara says, l'choira your tushta, that you wanted to say, both of them are Yehuda, is undermined by this argument. And for the Gemara Amar Rava on the side of the Amar Rabba, Ikri l'kuliyam alay pligi day matzi kotel. When we're talking about this case that you're just talking about, What are we talking about? That ikrei b'fnim v'noifei b'chutz, where you're allowed to go and shoot to kill when he's noifei b'chutz, when he's outside underneath the knife. But you're saying it wouldn't make sense to allow him to go and kill him ikrei b'fnim. Avad, you're right. There's no question about it. He cannot go and kill. So what is this? We go bust a knife. What the Gemara means to say is, what happens if the Ritzeach is standing outside the Tchol, underneath the knife being the Iker, Iker means the primary. What did we say? What happens if the Goyel Hadam is able to go and shoot to kill with a gun or a bow and arrow or by throwing stones? No question the Goyel Hadam has that right because he left the Ir Miklat. It's true he's under this tree. The tree's knife is outside, so that's the Iker of the tree, the primary location. The tree is outside, you can kill. Where's the machleik between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan under these circumstances? The mehevi ikrei dargal noifai. Meaning, avada nevada, if the reitzeach b'shogig is sitting on the trunk inside the city, we will not say that you go baser noif and you're allowed to go and kill the reitzeach inside the city. Begavoi koi. And we're going lechum and not lekula. So, what are you telling me about your golden bust of the knife? The machlokes is, what happens if he, the Goyel Hadam, doesn't have any chitzim, he doesn't have arrows, he doesn't have any rocks. The only thing he has in his knife, in his hand, is a knife, a dagger. How is he going to get hold of the Ritzeach B'shagig? So he comes up with the following plan. He's going to climb up the trunk of the tree, to the top of the tree, to one of the branches, and from there, he's going to jump down or kill him with a knife, a spear, a sword, from on top of the tree. Is he allowed to use that dargul anoifai? Marsa v'havi ikrei dargul anoifai. That's what we mean in the Mishnah, according to Yehuda, that the knife is the ikr, meaning that's the primary, you go bus a knife, and this ikrei, meaning the trunk, is only like a stepping stool, only like a ladder to get to the foliage, because the ik of the tree is the branches, the foliage, and therefore you're allowed to do that. Umar Sovliyavi ikri dark the noifai. That's where the Rabbanim disagree and say we don't go bust at the knife, and therefore, since the ikr is within the tchum, you, the Goyel Hadam, have no right to go into the tchum, climb up the tree to go and kill him at the noif stage outside of Yerushalayim. So that's what the case that we're talking about. Not that the Reitzeach is in the city of the Ir Miklat or within the Tchum, and you're saying, well, you can go and kill him, bas hanoif, you can go and kill him inside the city. No, chas v'shalom, you can't go and kill him in the city, he's sitting in the city. We're talking about the Reitzeach is outside the city, and the question is, how do you reach him to kill him? Says Rabbi Yehuda, just like you can go and shoot to kill outside, if you have a gun, you have a bow and arrow, you can go and climb up the tree from the inside. How can you do that? Because the tree is secondary to the knife, therefore he can use it as a stepping stool to go and kill him from the top. But Rav Ashi Omar, my achra knife, ach af achra knife. So Rav Ashi, normally when we talk about trees, we normally think of the ikr as being the ikr, being the trunk, because that's where everything grows from. This is an exceptional case where we say basa knife. We don't mean basa knife to the exclusion of the trunk. We mean as an extension of the trunk. Not only do you go after the trunk, you also go bust or the knife. Therefore, that's why it's coming to tell you that in both cases we're going l'chumra, sai if the ikr. See, let's look at the last Rashi here right before we get to the Mishnah. Five lines before the end of the middle white lines. Ravashi omar, my achar noif to come masis and dohachav chayin in the prices for the Mishnah bari miklat, af achar noif. Af achronot, not achronot, af achronot. For beauty, the kul lechumra. Ul inyan, maise krishnina. Maise, we already explained the two cases, the pidyon, the achila, noif inside, noif outside, like we said before. Ul inyan miklan, af achronot kamar, the hecha, the ikrei bachutz, the noif bethnim. If the noif is on the inside, and therefore the Ritzach has every right to be inside under the Noif, even if the Ritzach is outside by the Ikri, by the trunk, show the Ikri Basa Noif for the Chumra. You are allowed to go L'Chumra, and what means L'Chumra? Just like the Goyel Adam cannot shoot him when he's inside the city underneath the Noif, you cannot shoot him even though technically he's located outside the city on the trunk, because you go Basa Noif. Don't say, look where he's standing. No, don't look where he's standing. Where he's standing is bottled to the knife. What happens if the other way around? The trunk is inside. The knife is on the outside. In this case, we don't go and say, baser knife, baser knife, baser knife. In this case, we go, baser ikar. And what's the din of ikroi? Just like ikroi bifnim. You can't go and shoot him if he's bifnim on the trunk of the tree. Even if he's outside underneath the knife, you also can't go and shoot him. We're machmir on the goyel adam that he cannot go and kill him. Since normally we say knife is secondary to the ikr, it's sometimes it's the other way around. Well, what is Rashi getting at? What's bothering Rashi is, so why does it say you go after the knife? If you're saying afach a noif, you should go and say, you go the chumrah, whether it's the noif, whether it's the ikr, since we're saying the ikr is the ikr, it's only here that the noif is secondary. So says Rashi, because he wants to go and tell us the chiddush. Just like kolotere kuli, you go after the ikr, here too you go after the ikr. But there will be times that you'll go the chumrah af achri a noif, like the case that we had before. So with this, we've emphasized the stira between the various mishnayos. The first teretz was that it's a chilik between Ori Miklat and Maaseh Sheni. The Gemara said, no, that cannot be. So we said it's a machlokes, therefore, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. But then Rabbi Yehuda, isn't he always machmir? Says the Gemara, taka typically is machmir. But we have two terutzim. One teretz is the climbing up of the tree, or the other teretz is that it's not only noif, but it means noif together with the ikar af achran noif. And from here to the end, to the next Mishnah, is quite straightforward, says the Mishnah. Horig ba'oyseir. What happens if you have a lady, for instance, that lives in the Ir Miklat? Or, for that matter, you have a Reitzeach who was banished and fled to the Ir Miklat already 20 years ago. And Nebar Chachmon Litzlan, he now killed a second time Bishogeg. So what are you going to tell him? Run to the Ir Miklat. He's in the Ir Miklat. Was Stutman yet? Dr. Mishnah, Horeg Ba'isa'ir, go to Mishchun Lishchuna. You should send them away from one neighborhood, go to the other neighborhood. If until now he lived in Manhattan, send them to Brooklyn. He was in Brooklyn, send them to Bronx. Send them to another neighborhood within the same city of the Ir Miklat. And the same thing applies to Ben Levi. Ben Levi, who was not a Ritziach B'Shogeg. The reason why he's there, because he's a resident, he's one of the 42 or 48 Ariel Aviyam. So, you know, this piece of land and his house already belonged to his Elta Zayda, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu's times, or at least to Yeshua Ben Nun's times. So, this plot of land belongs to him. And Nebar Chachmon Letzlan, he killed someone. What's the din? Goyle me ear li ear. He sent him away from this city of the Ari Miklat and go to another one of the Ari Miklat. Why don't we say you should go Mishchuna Lishchuna? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. Yes, he can go from Shchuna Lishchuna as well. In the case of the Reisha, the person that killed Bishogeg, and now was in Ir Miklat number one, we don't allow him to go and flee now to Ir Miklat number two. Because a Ritzia Bishogeg is not allowed to leave his Ir Miklat ever. Even if he's Yoyed Ben Tzeruya, there's an enemy in Gaza, he's a five-star general, let him go and fight the war. No, he's stuck in the Ir Miklat. So what happens if he kills again in the Ir Miklat? Send it to another neighborhood. Mashenka, in the case of the Ben Levi, he didn't do anything wrong. He just lived there. And now what happens is that unfortunately he killed Bishayig, so he can leave this Ir and go to another Ir. But as we'll see in the Gemara, not only that, he's also able to go Mishchuna Lishchuna, as we'll see in a moment. Zokti Mar, Tana Rabbana. Samti l'chom mokai. Where's this pasuk? The pasuk, of course, in Chumash, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's saying, "Bashel loy tzada v'lekim ina liyadoi." Samti l'chamokam ashiyonus shama. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a place that you can flee. In other words, that they're going to be three Orim Miklat in Eretz Yisrael and three Orim Miklat in Eiver HaYarden. Okay, so now the Gemara explains that this, the Samti l'chamokam, can be darshened in three different ways to tell you three different limudim. Limud number one is v'samti l'cha b'chayecha mokoy. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, had a tremendous taiva to do mitzvahs. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. And therefore, any mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu could possibly do, he chapped it and he did it. There's no way, unfortunately, that he can go and designate in Eretz Yisrael the Ari Miklat, because he's never going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So we already learned in the Gemara that Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to designate the three in Eiver Yarden, even though they didn't become activated as Ari Miklat until the three in Eretz Yisrael were designated in the times of Yeshua ben Nun 14 years later. But nevertheless, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu could do, he did. So he designated the three cities in Eiver Yarden, even though they didn't work yet, so to speak. And it's only going to work, be activated in 14 years. And that's v'samti l'cha. I'm giving you b'chayecha, says the Kodesh Baruch, I'm giving you an opportunity. Arayin tzachap in nocha mitzvah. That's lima number one. Number two, v'samti l'cha mokoyim. Mokoyim, on the sign it said, mimkoyimcha, it says, bimkoyimcha, asheyonis shoma. V'lamisho Yisrael, maglin b'midbar. Heichen maglin l'mach nilavir. Ooh. This is a brand new chiddush that we haven't learned until now. That even though there, we have these six Arim Miklat, and none of them were effective or activated until Yeshua ben Nun's time, but what happens if Chas v'Shalom, prior to that time, during the Midbar years, someone killed Bishogig? What happens? There's no Arim Miklat yet, but there is still a Miklat. The Miklat is to run to the Machne Leviyah. Where do we learn that from? B'samti l'cha mokoyim. In your place where you live, Moshe Rabbeinu. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu live? In the Machna Leviyah, Samtuk HaMokim, and making a Mokim there, Ashiyon Shama, for Nebuch, someone to run away. So that's the second drash. Mokim, not Mimkoimcha, Bimkoimcha. Samtuk HaMokim, your place where you're living now. Ashiyon Shama, Lamish Yisrael, Maglim, and Midbalech, Maglim, Le Machna Leviyah. And now Halacha number three. Mikan Umru, from this is Samtil Chamakam I learned, that the Levi Shahorag, Chas V'Shalom ben Levi that killed, we had in the second part of the Mishnah, killed Bishoyeg, Goyle mi Pelech le Pelech, Pelech le Pelech, although it means normally one region to the other, Rashi said Pelech le Pelech over here means really from one city to the other. Rashi himself uses the term Medina, however, the Bach says what Rashi really means is Meir li Ir, which is what we had in the Mishnah. And Levi goyle mi ir li ir. So therefore, the pasuk is now telling the samti l'cha mokoyim, samti l'cha, you Moshe Rabbeinu, as well as any of your mishpacha, any other leviim. What's the din? Samti l'cha mokoyim, I give you a place. Chas v'Shalom, mashinos yonisham. Where is that place? They can go and go from one ear belonging to leviim to other ear. Vim gola l'falchoy. So now, this is not talking at the time anymore, Moshe Rabbeinu. This is talking about in later years. The Samtuch HaMokim is telling you is, you, Leviim, all of you, Leviim, if Chas V'Shalom, you were to go and kill, and you live already in one of the Ari Miklat, one of the Ari Leviim, what you can do is you can go from city to city, and if you want to then go to Bolchai, Bolchai Kaita, if you want to go into your own city, no problem. You can go and stay in your own city, just go from one platform, Golula Polchai, Polchai means in his own city, Polchai Kota by going Mishchuna Lishchuna. Then the obvious question is, why didn't the Mishnah tell us that? Why does it only say in the Reish Mishchuna Lishchuna? Why didn't it say Ben Levi, Golula Meir Liir or Mishchuna Lishchuna? So through the Mefarshim, the reason is because we want to give the Levi more of an opportunity. And we're telling him, since he happens to be a local, going from one neighbor to the other neighborhood, he's really not getting any major golus over there. Mashenkin, if he's going from one ear to another ear, he can start a new beginning on life. If you're only able to go from Pelech to Pelech, you're stuck in that new Pelech. You can't go back to your old neighborhood, because that's now your new ear Miklat. However, if you go to another city, at least you can go the entire city. That's the other city might be a very large city, lots of people, so it's more beneficial for him to be able to be goyli ilir, even though he does have a right to go from one shchuna to the other shchuna. Okay. Okay, so let's look at the bottom toises. Polchoi koltoi, right? He's quoting the Gemara that if he went to another in his own city, it's koilet, which means from one neighbor to another. Kosha domrinin kvar goyle mipelech lepelech. Didn't we say in the Mishnah you go from ear to ear? And now you're telling me that you can go even into a different shchuna. Void haka omer ben levi goyle mi'ir li'ir, like we just said. V'yesh loimer, didn't goyle mi'ir li'ir, yirishoy lechem chola'ir, ubetchumel. If he goes to another city, he has a wide city and a tchum to go to. But if he's going to stay in his own city, he won't even be able to live. He won't be able to leave his new neighborhood. Therefore, our Mishnah is trying to be more generous, if you will. On this third halacha, even though Rashi says mikan omru, we learned it from the posik that we just had. V'samti l'chum makay, omravach abreid avikam aykroyam another limud. When it comes to either the Ritzeach B'shoigeg and or to the Levi, in that Ir Miklot that he was until now, he can continue. What is the Ir Miklotoi? Does he own the Ir Miklot? It means the Ir Miklot that he was there until now, he can continue living in the same city, but he has to move to another neighborhood within that city. That's Be'er Miklot to Yeshiv. You can go from neighborhood to neighborhood. With this, we concluded. Yishakoyach for listening, Rabbi Sai. Have a wonderful day, and Zayi Vech.